Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shavuos daf Lamed Aleph, the second daf of Perek Shavuos Ha'edus. We are holding on daf Lamed Amid Beis. We are right about to start the Midvar Sheker Tirchak Sugi, about six lines from the end of the page, right at the parentheses, Simon Sanigron, etc. Today's shiur is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Shalom, and Hashem Shavan Aliyah. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the daf. So the first thing we're going to do is, as I mentioned, we're going to go through 13 different halachos that are derived from the pasuk of Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Not really different halachos, but different situations where Midvar Sheker Tirchak doesn't mean an outright lie. It means doing something that represents falsehood on some level, and 13 different examples of that. And then the Gemara is going to discuss that we said in our Mishnah that the people who are subject to Shavuos Ha'edus are only people who are kosher to be made, which excludes, and the Mishnah started giving us a list of who it excludes, including women, including psulim, and then it said, and therefore only those who are ru'uyin lahayid. So who is that coming to exclude? We already mentioned all the people that are not ru'uyin lahayid. So we're going to have two different opinions as far as who that is coming to exclude, whether it's coming to exclude a melech or a mesachik bekuvya. Then the Gemara is going to explain the machlokas, whether someone who's mushpa mipiatzmo is chayiv even outside of Beis Din. If a person takes the shvua al piatzmo, is that going to be a violation of Shavuos Ha'edus even if it happens outside of Beis Din? The Gemara is going to try to suggest that maybe that relates to a more general machlokas about don mino umina or don mino v'uki ba'asra, about how we apply when we learn from one thing, from one area of Torah to another area of Torah. Then at the very last sugya before the Mishnah on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss rules of shogeg and mezid by Shavuos Ha'edus, what exactly the level of shogeg is or the level of mezid is that one requires in order to be in violation of Shavuos Ha'edus. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis is going to discuss the rules of when exactly you're chayiv for Shavuos Ha'edus and when one could be chayiv for multiple Shavuos Ha'edus. So let's begin. Again, we're holding at the Simin by the parentheses on the bottom of the Amud Beis, Simin Sanegron Bor Gzela Mirma. The Gemara in Erev and Dafnan Dalet and Beis tells us Amrat Chista in a Torah Niknis Ela B'Simanim, that the Torah is only Niknis with Simanim, and Rashi writes it's referring to this kind of thing where Chazal give Simanim. So in our Erev Shuas, as we're being Mekabel the Torah, we have Simanim because that's the way one is Kona the Torah. Oftentimes the Simanim that Chazal give aren't so helpful to us. We need to come up with our own Simanim to think about how to remember things. But okay, so says the Gemara. Tan Rabban, we have a brisa. Minayin l'dayin shelo yasa sanigron l'dvarav. How do I know that a dayin should not try to bring all sorts of rayas to something that he had previously said, even though he knows he's wrong, he's just embarrassed to change his mind? Talmud Omar, because the pasuk says midvar sheker tirchak, that you should stay away from anything that's a sheker, and the dayin's only job is to be mostly the din emes la'amito. So he has to be absolutely emes. If he realizes that what he said is not true, even though we can engage in all sorts of intellectual activity to try to convince us that it's true, he is not allowed to do that. That is how Rashi understands the Gemara. Sanigron is the lashon of sanegoria, that he should be melamed to be melamed zchus on that which he said previously, even though it is not the truth. The Ritva says, no. What it means is that a dayan should not say a lashon that's a melitz or a chizuk to the taina of one of the balei din. He should not serve ka'orchay adayonim. That a dayan should not take favorites and start advocating for one side in the din Torah. And that's how Rabbi Chanan understands as well. That's what sanigron means. Because the Mishnah points out that's the sheet of the Rambam as well. And he says, because we have a difficulty with Rashi, that if the das of the dayan is nota to change his mind, and he doesn't change his mind, and he obstinately, stubbornly sticks with what he originally thought, that's lo sata mishpat. That's not midvar sheker tirchak. That's a perversion of justice. It's much worse than midvar sheker tirchak. So the Marsha suggests, no, we must be talking about a case where the dayan is mesupik about the din, and he's not sure that he should change his mind, but what's leading him in the direction of not changing his mind is embarrassment, is a sense of embarrassment. So that's what Rashi is talking about, midvar sheker tirchak. But certainly, if he knows that he's wrong, that's lo sata mishpat, that you don't even get off the ground. You don't need midvar sheker tirchak for something like that. Next case, uminayin l'dayan shleyeshev tamlet bor lefanav. How do I know that a dayan should not have a Talmud who's a total Am Haaretz sitting in front of him in order to discuss the case? Because it's not going to add much if the guy is an Am Haaretz. You need someone who can challenge you and who can open up new ways of thinking. So Talmud Lomar, Midvar Sheker Tirchak. As the Pasuk says, Midvar Sheker Tirchak. And the Talmud Boor is only going to mess up the din. He's not going to bring out the MS any better. Minayin the dayan sheyodeh lechaveru shu gazlan. How do I know about a dayan that if he knows about somebody else, one of the other dayanim, that he's a gazlan and therefore is possible to be a dayan, v'chein aid sheyodeh b'chaveru shu gazlan, or for that matter an aid that knows that the other aid is a gazlan, minayin shelo yitztarif imo? How do I know that he should not be mitztarif together with that person to be a dayan on the same basin, or to be an aid together on the same case, even though they're telling the truth right now, but they happen to be a gazlan? Tamalomer midvar sheker tirchak, as the pasuk says, midvar sheker tirchak. Rashi says that they're going to cause a psak din to be al pi shnei edim, and it's meaning psak din is supposed to be al pi shnei edim, and it's really going to only be al pi ed echad, because one of them is pasul edus. So that's not right. You can't have a psak din that comes about al pi ed echad, that only comes about because of one ed. The marsha asks the following kashi. He says, l'chora, I understand by a dayan that he should not have a dayan that's not kosher along with him, because we have to be choshesh that dayan is going to lead them to make a mistake, and if they would be done together with the dayan kosher, so through the masa umatan that they have in their discussions, that's part of the assumption, that's part of how it works. Meaning, when you have three dayanim, if they're all erlich people, they're all honest people, and they're talmidei chachamim, so as they talk it out, they come to a better conclusion, they come to a greater sense of MS. But if you have one guy who's a gazlan and who's dishonest, so you're not going to have the advantage of being able to come to that conclusion. But why is it by an aid that's being made, why can't he be made together with an aid gazlan? If he knows that his aidus is true, so even if the dayanim are going to be motzi momen al piyam, but it's true, it's what's supposed to happen, meaning he knows what he's being made, it's true. By a dayan, he doesn't know anything yet. It's just a matter of analyzing the information presented to him. So you need three heads to be put together, three honest heads to be put together to come out with the truth. The aid is just saying what he saw with his own eyes. So he's saying what he saw with his own eyes, whether there's somebody else with him, not somebody else with him. What's the worst that's going to happen? Bazin's going to listen to him? He knows what he's telling is the truth. What should be so bad about that? So the Shach explains in Chosh Mishpan, Simon Lama Dalid, that it's similar to the halacha, that if you have three aidim, and nimsa echad meam korav apostle, edusan betela. Right, what's the halacha? You have three aidim, and one of them is found to be a korav apostle. The other two are ksherim, so you have two kosher edim, and nevertheless, edus and betela, the whole edus is batel. Why? Agzeres hakosav, that's the way it is. That you need shnei edim, that you need a kat of edim that's legitimate. And in this case, if you have one aid that's kosher and another aid that's batel, it's not a legitimate kat of edim. So it is an avla to be motzi mamon al pi those edim. The marsha explains sometimes the aid of kosher that's mitzrayim for the gazlan could be mechayiv the nitva, even something that he's not chayiv, meaning it could also be a perversion of justice. Because what happens? You have one guy suing another fellow for 200 zuz. The aid knows that he owes him 100 zuz. When he brings along another aid, that the nitva's chayiv 100 zuz, so now the nitva's going to be chayiv a shvua on the second 100 as well. But had he not been mitzdari for the second aid with him, then he would not have had to take a shvua on the second 100. He only would have had to take a shvua on the first 100. So you could actually be mechayiv somebody something that he doesn't know, even just by coming and telling the truth, if you know that there's another aid that's going to be with you. So it could actually be a perversion of justice. So says the Marsha. Next case, minayin l'dayan sheyodeh b'din shumaruma. How do I know if the dayan sees that there's dishonesty going on in front of him? Shelo yomar hol v'edim yidin achat chanu v'yehei that he shouldn't say, look, I'm just going to say what, as presented to me. There's edus that's been presented to me, and you go by the book, I accept the edus, and therefore I come to a psak din. But he knows that something's fishy over here. He knows that something is wrong over here. And if the edim are lying, that's their problem. No, you cannot do that, because Tamalomar midvar sheker tirchak. That midvar sheker tirchak teaches me that even though you're honestly judging based on evidence presented to you, but if you know it's wrong and you smell something funny over here, you're not allowed to let it proceed as normal. So now we have a new simin. Simin tlasa talmid utlas balichov smartut shomea umatim. So it's a little bit of a transition. The previous halachas were about a dayan should be careful about a psak din to make sure that the psak din is absolute MS. Now we're talking about other people involved in the Beis Din that also should stay away from Sheker, not only the Dayanim. So Minayin the Talmud Shiyoshim Vnei Rabbo, how do I know that if a Talmud is sitting in front of his Rebbe while his Rebbe is being Dana Din Torah, V'roa Zuchus La'ani V'chov La'ashir, and the Talmud thinks of an argument to benefit the Ani and to the detriment of the Ashir. Minayin Shalo Yishtok, how do I know the Talmud should not be quiet, he needs to speak up? Talmud Omer Midvar Sheker Tirchak, because the Pasuk says Midvar Sheker Tirchak, so he has to tell his Rebbe what he was able to think of as a zchus for that ani. And this quote in Shulchan Aruch and Chosh Mishpat Simetes Siv Zayin, the Gemara is speaking about when the Talmud is a zchus la ani v'chov la ashir. Now the question is, why that? Why do we dafka talk about where it's a zchus la ani and chov la ashir? What if it's the opposite? What if I see the ashir is about to get railroaded? He's about to lose a case for no reason, and I have a good argument to benefit the ashir. Should I speak up then as well? So the Torah Chaim writes, Lav dafka zchus la ani v'chov la ashir. Even if the master, the Rebbe, is being mechayev the usher, being mezaka the ani, and the Talmud sees that the Rebbe's making a mistake, he should also speak up. And the reason the Gemara Dafka speaks about this case is because it's the derech ha'olam to be bashful in such a case, because everybody likes to be nice to Ashirin. So he's not going to want to speak up when it's going to be to the detriment of the Ashir. So we're saying, even when you don't want to, you need to speak up. Of course he's going to want to speak up when it's to the benefit of the Ashir. He'll get in the good graces of the Ashir, and everyone always says nice things to Ashirim. The Marshal writes that the Gemara Dafka wants to tell me this case to tell me that even when there are two fears that the Talmud might have, he has the fear of the Ashir because he's a powerful person in all likelihood, and he has the fear of his Rebbe because it's his Rebbe. So nevertheless, even though he's afraid to speak out against both of them, so nevertheless, he still has an obligation. But obviously, if it were the reverse, he would have the same obligation. Not so obvious. The Taz, in his commentary in Shulchan Aruch, says, no, the Gemara Dafka chose this case, where it's a Zuchus, La'ani, and Chov, La'ashir. Had it been the opposite, if the Talmud would see that the Rebbe's making a mistake and he's trying to be Mezaka the Ani and Mechayev the Ashir unlawfully, he does not have to say anything. He could be quiet, because it doesn't say that Veda Lote Dabarivo about anybody else other than the Dayan. So only the Dayan has to make sure that everything is absolutely true. But the Talmud, if he sees that an ani is gonna benefit, he's allowed to allow the ani to benefit. So that is what the Taz says. None of the other poskim hold that way. Meaning Pashas says midvar sheker tirchak. Midvar sheker tirchak applies to everybody in the courtroom. So you cannot allow something that's sheker to go on. Meaning the Talmud shoras Rabbi Shatov b'din. How do I know if a Talmud sees that his Rebbe is making a mistake in din? Shelo yomar amtin lo achi gemrenu. That the Talmud say, let's let this play out. I'll wait till he, you know, finalizes his mistake. Vastarenu v'avnenu mishali, and then I'll contradict him then, and I'll be able to build the case on my own, and I'll be able to come in and save the day. Kidei sheyikra din al shmi. So this will be the famous case that will be known by my name. Talmud lomar midvar sheker tirchak. You cannot allow a sheker to continue. You're supposed to stop the sheker before it goes, for a person's own kavod, to allow a sheker to continue is not proper. Minayin the Talmud shomer lo rabbo. I don't know about a Talmud whose Rebbe says to him, Yodea atabi, shimnosni mea mana and eini mevada, mana yeshli etzel ploni veinli olavele eid echad, minayin shalo yitztarif imo. How do I know that if the Rebbe goes over to his Talmud and says, look, you know what a person of integrity that I am, that if you'd give me all the money in the world, I wouldn't tell a lie. I'm telling you, somebody owes me $100. Problem is, I only have one aid that says that he owes me $100. I need a second aid. So how do I know that the Talmud should not be that second aid when he has no first-hand knowledge, even though he believes his Rebbe, he thinks it's true, but he has no first-hand knowledge that the Rebbe is owed that $100? Talmud Lomar, Midvar Sheker Tirchak. We learn as well from Midvar Sheker Tirchak. So, frankly, Gemara, Hi, Midvar Sheker Tirchak, Midvar Sheker Tirchak, Nafka, Havvadei Shkur Meshak, Kamishaker. All of the examples we have of Midvar Sheker Tirchak are things that are not outright lies. This is an outright lie. Yeah, maybe I believe my Rebbe that he's owed $100, but I'm saying that I know that he's owed $100. I have no first-hand knowledge that he's owed $100. Rachmanam, or the son of Reacha, Eid Shaker. This is Eidul Sheker. This is much worse than Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Tirchak, probably this whole Gemara is working with the assumption that from the fact that it doesn't say in this Pasuk, Lo Tishaker, which would be a Lashon Lav, or Pen, of a Losasei, or Pen, or Al, rather you an unusual lashon of tirchak, it makes it sound like even something that's not a direct sheker, you need to be distant from sheker. You need to stay away, far enough away from sheker that you shouldn't even be involved in things that aren't a direct sheker, that aren't a straightforward sheker. So that's there's different discussions in the Achronim exactly how to understand why we use the term tirchak. But the assumption of this Gemara seems to be that it's coming to include cases that are not an outright sheker, because you can't just not say sheker, you have to be far from sheker. That seems to be the assumption over here. So Ela Kagon da Amrle Vadei Chad Sade Isli. Now the case is that the Rebbe says to the Talmud, look, I have one aid that this guy owes me $100. Visa ata, all I want you to do is come to Beis Din, kum hasam v'lotem v'lomidi. Don't say a word. Just stand there and don't say anything. And you'll give the impression that you are my second aid. And the other party will think that I have to aid him against him, even though, look, we both know I don't. I'm not asking you to say a single word of a lie. I'm just asking you to stand there. It's still asr. Because the pasuk says, midvar sheker tirchak. The Sma writes that we have to be choshesh, that because of the pacha that he has to aid him against him, the guy's going to make a pshara that's shelo kedin, that he otherwise would not have been required to make. So the Chazon Ish in the Likutim and Choshen Mishpat says that there's no isser in causing someone to be intimidated to be modal emes. Adrabah, that's a mitzvah. I mean, if you can somehow figure out a way to intimidate the other party to be modal emes, so there's nothing wrong with that. He says no, but by standing there in Beis Din, it's giving the impression that he's ready to be made. So it's giving a false impression. I mean, there's one thing if you could intimidate someone to and tell them, look, your kids are going to have trouble with shidduchim if you tie this up in court and you get involved with me, and you want to intimidate him into coming to the MS. Fine, do that. But to give a false impression that that's something the Talmud's not allowed to do, he's going to stand there in Beis Din and he's going to give a false impression. This is a discussion I saw in the back over here in the Pnine Halacha section. He quotes from the Darashta v'Chakarta. He was asked about a guy that wanted to sell his home, and he was asking for $200,000. Must have been many years ago, or in some neighborhood Jews don't live. And he had a renter of the home that wanted to buy the dira, but he only wanted to pay $160,000. So the Baladira asked one of his friends to come with him to the Dira. He said, I'm going to show you the house and you'll act like you want to pay $200,000 for it so that the Socher will up his offer. And it will make it look like this is a very in-demand property, and he's going to realize he's going to have to up his offer. So the Darash V'Chakarta said, Isur Gomor, it's Midvar Sheker Tirchak. How does he know Midvar Sheker Tirchak? Our sugya. Even if you're just standing there and you're not saying anything, that you're just trying to cause the person to believe something, a situation that's not true. The Rambam paskins that if a person says Bova Amodim Eid V'lo Teid Kedeshiyira Alova V'Yafachid V'Yala Adaito Shatem Shnei Eidim V'Yodim Yatzvo, this exact case in the Gemara, it's also to do that Midvar Sheker Tirchak. So that is exactly the case of the of the Gemara and the Rambam. Now he adds that aside from Gnevas Das and Midvar Sheker Tirchak, it's also Gnevas Mamon Mamish that he's doing, because if the socher is going to pay a higher amount of money, I'll smach this Maisa, and otherwise he would not have paid that. So it's actual money. I mean, you forget about Gnevas Das, forget about Midvar Sheker Tirchak, you're actually stealing the other guy's money. So you see very clearly that Midvar Sheker Tirchak applies even if a person doesn't say words that are a direct lie, even if a person is quiet. So he quotes here from the Divrei Yoel, and Parshas told us that the Satmar Rebbe asked, how could Yaakov Avinu say Anochi Esav Becharecha, even though Rashi says that he meant to say Anochi, I'm the guy that's here, that's bringing you this stuff. Oh, Esav Becharecha, and Esav is your Bechar. So it's no better than standing there quietly and not saying anything and giving a false impression. If you say words that give a false impression, so the Pashtus is that Litzorech Mitzvah and Darkei Shalom, you're allowed to be, meaning it is usher generally to lie, but there are also cases where it's mutter to lie. So Yaakov was allowed to lie al pinavua based on what his mother told him to do. The Chiddush over there, I think Razam Saratskin points out in his Zayim LeTorah, is that even if you have to lie because you have a heter Mishan Mipnei HaShalom or Tamid Chamar allowed to lie about Puria and what they learned and things like that. So even when you have a heter to lie, midvar sheker tirchak, stay away from words that are objectively not true. So Yaakov Avinu cleverly formulated in a way that at least his words were not objectively not true. There's a way to punctuate that which he said, which would be true. So even when you lie, you shouldn't lie outright. There should be something that is that it shouldn't be an objective untruth. Okay, how do I know that someone lends somebody else $100 and he wants to be tovei him l'din, shalo yomar, that the malva shouldn't say atanenu b'masayim, I'll go and I'll taina $200 k'dei sheyodli b'mana, he's going to admit to the truth, he'll admit to $100 v'yischayev lishvah, but that will make him a moda b'mitzah, so he's going to be chayev shvos moda b'mitzah, which is fine, I'll get the $100 and I'm owed, but why? What advantage do I have by being mechayev m'shvah v'agalgal of shvah m'makom acher, I'll be megalgal another shvah on him from somewhere else, because you could do a gilgal shvah. Once a guy is taking a shvua, so then you could then make him take a shvua about any other tainas you have on him. So I happen to have another taina on him from somewhere else. I can't do anything about it because it's not the kind of thing that he's chayiv a shvua. But if I could be chayiv a shvua for this, then I'll be megalgal a shvua from that. Tamalomar midvar sheker tirchak. That's what the pasuk says. Midvar sheker tirchak. Chassam Sofer raises the question: why doesn't he just make both tainas at the same time, and the guy will be moda to one of the tainas, not the other, and then you'll have a moda b'mitzvah. You don't need a gilgal shvua. It will be a moda b'mitzvah straight up. So the Chassam Sofer says that we're talking about that one of the tviyos was a milva and the other one was a pikadon. And Rashi's shita and the Ravid's shita in the Chassam Minitan is that you can't call that a moda b'mixas, meaning that moda b'mixas is when it's all the same type of transaction, that I claim that you borrowed this amount of money from me and you claim that you borrowed half X, you know, or I claim that I have a pikadon, you claim the pikadon is that. But if I'm claiming both a loan and a pikadon, two separate things, and you moda to one of them, that's not a moda b'mixas. So you need to resort to Gilgal over here. How do I know that if you owe a guy $100 and you claim $200, you're owed $100 and you claim $200, shelo yomar, that the person who the claim is made against should not say, I'm going to deny the whole thing in Beis Din, I'll be a kofar hakol, and then outside of Beis Din, I'll go to him and I'll be moded to him, so that I won't be chayiv v'shvuas moded b'miktsas, v'lo yigalgal lai shvuas, because I'm afraid that if I'm chayiv shvuas modem mitzvahs, he's going to be megalgal shvua from somewhere else. Tam lomer midvar sheker tirchak. That's why he says midvar sheker tirchak. That if you have what to be moda, then be moda in Beis Din. Minayin l'shlosh shenoshen mona be'echad. How do I know that if three people loaned money to somebody, shelo yeh echad baldin u'shnai meidim, that they shouldn't say k'dei sheyotziu mona aviachloku, that they shouldn't say, look, we don't have any eidos against this guy. We are all the balei din. We're all the people that he owes money to. But we're three people. So one of us will play Baldin, the other two will play Edim, we'll get the money from him in with two Edim, and then we'll split the money. Tamlom Rivar Sheker Tirchak. Minay Lishnaim Shabal Ledin, Echel Lovish Smartutin, Ve Echel Lovish Itzlis. How do I know that if two people come to Din Torah, one of them is wearing rags and the other one is wearing Itzlis Basmei Amana, very fancy clothing? Shaom Lo, that we tell the guy that's wearing the fancy, expensive clothing, Lavosh Kamoso Oel Bisheu Kamoscha, that this is not going to work. You either have to dress like him or you have to dress him like you. bring him to your to your guy who makes your fancy suit. So tamalomar midvar sheker tirchak, because that also is midvar sheker tirchak. The other person is going to say, I look like a schlepper compared to this guy, and no one's going to trust me. This guy seems so much more impressive. So midvar sheker tirchak. Ki avosel kamed the Rav Barafuna, when they would come, Bali Din would come to Rav Barafuna, Amar Luhu, Rav Barafuna would tell them, shlofu puzmu kaichu, take off your chashava socks that they would have, v'chosel l'dina, and then we'll go to the Din Torah. Minayin l'dayin shalishma divrei baldin, kodem shiovo baldin chavero. How do I know that the dayin should not listen to one of the Bali Din before he hears from the other baldin? Tamalomar midvar sheker tirchak. Minayin l'baldin shlo yatim devarav l'dayin kodem shiovo baldin chavero. How do I know one baldin should not express his point of view to the dayan before the other baldin comes? Tamalomar midvar sheker tirchak. So again, even if you're telling the truth, you cannot state your case when the other party is not there. Rav Kahana Masni losisa losasi, that he says that these dinim are derived mi losisa shemashav, not to be makabel that which is sheker. It's a tzivoy on the dayan not to hear the baldin before the other baldin, and we darshan losasi that it's a tzivoy on the baldin not to be mashmia his case to the dayan before the other baldin is there. Another din that person should not come to be mezaka bedin in a way that's not proper. The Navi Yecheskel says about Schar Va'onesh, the Navi talks about what happens if you have Aviv ki Oshak Oshek Gozel Gezel Ach Vasher Lo Tov Oso B'toch Amav. You have a father who does terrible things. V'nei Meis Ba'avono. The Pasuk is talking about a father is a sinner, the child is a perfectly good kid and doesn't do anything wrong, so the father that did all the stealing and the cheating and everything else, he's going to die because of a sin, but the child is going to be safe. The child didn't do anything wrong. So that's what the Pasuk is talking about. But what does it mean, Vasher Lo Tov Aso B'toch Amav, that the father did Lo Tov? Rav Amar Zeh Ba'bar Shah. It means that he would to take Rishus from one of the Balei Din to argue his case for him. And that's Lo Tov. Because someone who gets involved in an argument that is not his is not doing a good thing. It could be that the Balei Din would have come to some sort of pshara, but the lawyer doesn't want to let him do that. He wants to fight to the end. So that's Lo Tov. That's what Rashi says, that someone who comes Barasha is not authorized to come to his own pshara. But the Baldin himself would come to a pshara and say, I don't need the fight. And the lawyer emboldens him and says, no, the fight, so we're gonna fight tooth and nail. Shmuel says it's someone who buys a field that he knows that there are tainas on that field. And he goes in and he swoops in and buys that field, and he just figures that he'll be able to have the upper hand once he has the deed on that field, knowing that there are tainas, but he'll be able to ward off all the tainas against it. Then we said in the Mishnah that Shvuas Eidos only applies to people who are Ra'oi Lahayid. So Lafuke Mai, who are we coming to exclude? We already mentioned in the Mishnah all the people that are Pasul La'Eidos. So I'm Rav Papa Lafuke Melech. Rav Papa says it's coming to exclude a Melech, that a Melech is not Ra'oi Lahayid. That's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, that a Melech is Lo Meid V'lo Mi'idim Oso. Because Somtas Melech Melech Shetei Emaso Elecha, that you always have to have Ema of the king, and someone who's coming to be made has to stand in front of the dayan, like we learned about yesterday. So it's a bizayon for the melech to subject himself to that, and therefore a melech cannot be made. The Rimigash explains that a melech is not pasul le'edos, so he's not included in what the Mishnah had previously said. V'lo bipsulin. It's not that he's pasul le'edos; it's that he's not going to be made because it's a zilzal to his kavod. So he's not covered by what we had said. V'lo bipsulin. So it sounds from our Gemara, as we're going to see in the Hemshech of the Gemara, that a melech is pasul lehayid min haTorah, that apparently he's not able to be made. This is a din daraisa. The sugya in Sanhedrin doesn't sound like the way, because the sugya in Sanhedrin tells us that there was a ma'aseh of Shimon ben Shetach which sounds like it's only din d'rabban, because it says that the melech, when they said melech lo ba'usa shah amru, melech lo dan v'lo dan noso, lo made v'lo meidin noso, that because of a ma'aseh shah over there, amru, they came up with the idea that a melech should not be Meir or Mi'idin Oso. So over there it sounds like it's Drabban. It's going to be Beferish and Argamar that it's Dinta Raisa. So anyway, that's Rav Papa's opinion, that we're talking about a Melech. Ravach Bar Yaakov Amar, Lafuche Mesachik Bekuvia. No, we're talking about a gambler, someone who's only possibly Drabban, and he's not stealing. But he's pasul midrabanan if he gambles. Two opinions in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Daf chav dalid. Why is pasul eidus? Either because Rabbi Barham says because of smachta, because he's taking money that the other person is not really giving belev shalem. The other person didn't really want to give up that money, or because eino osik biyishuv shalom. That's Rav Sheshes. That it's eino osik biyishuv shalom. That a person who makes his money gambling doesn't have a sense of what it means to have some hard earned money to earn a dollar. So he's not. It doesn't mean as much to him, so he's not kosher to be made. But that's certainly a psul midrabanan. So Mandiyar Mesachim Kuvia, the one that says that the Mishnah saw about a Mesachim Kuvia, that even he is not subject to Shavuos Eidus Kolshkei Melech, for sure, Melech, which is a psul d'oraisa. Mandiyar Melech, the one that says Melech al Mesachim Kuvia, d'oraisa mitzchazi, v'rabanan du pasluhu. The one that says that a Melech is being excluded in our Mishnah would say, but a Mesachim Kuvia is subject to Shavuos Eidus because of Mesachim. Because he's at least kosher on a Doraisa level. He's only pasul on a Derabanan level. Okay, we had said in the Mishnah that Bifnei Bezdin, Vishalo Bifnei Bezdin, Mipi Atzmo. That if a person is taking the Shavua on his own, wherever the Shavua is taken, but Mipi Acherim, it's got to be in Bezdin. That's Rav Meir Shita. And the Chum said, regardless of Mipi Atzmo, Mipi Acherim, it's only in Bezdin. So it turns out that there's a machlokas Rav Meir and the Chachamim. If a person takes a Shavua, Mipi Atzmo, outside of Beis Din, is he chayev for Shavuos HaEdos? Now, the pasuk about Shavuos HaEdos is about a case of mushba mipi acherim, not mipi atzmo. And when a case of mipi acherim, everyone agrees it only works in Beis Din. The din of nishba mipi atzmo, that you're chayev for Shavuos HaEdos, the Gemara is going to derive in a couple of days from now from a gezeira shava to Shavuos HaPikadon. And that's where Rav Meir says that you're going to be chayev if you call for Shalom beBezdin, and according to the Chum, you're only chayiv if you're kofar in Bezdin. So b'mayko miflugi, what is the nukuda samachlokas from Meir and the Chumim when they talk about being nishba mipi atzmo outside of Bezdin? So Amurah Rabban Tamed Rav Papa, the Chum said in front of Rav Papa, b'don mino vuki ba'asro kamiflugi. They're arguing about when you learn one din from the other, are you don mina umina? Do you not only apply the din, but all of the details of that din from the malame to the lamad? Or no, do you take the core din from the Malamed to the Lamad, but then retrofit it to fit into the case of the Lamad? So the Lamad is different than the Malamed. So Rav Meir Savar, don mina umina. You take the whole thing, the entire din with all of its details from the Malamed, mi pikadon, from the case of Shavuos HaPikadon. The ma pikadon mushman piyatzmul chayiv, just like Shavuos HaPikadon, the core din that we're trying to learn, is that mushman piyatzmul chayiv, saaf edus mushman piyatzmul chayiv. So to Shavuos HaEdos, Mushman Biyasa is going to be chayiv. Everyone agrees to that part, but here's where a mayor says, Umina! And once I'm learning from Shavuos HaPikadon, I'm going to apply the details of Shavuos HaPikadon. Ma Pikadon, Bein Bebezdin, Bein Shalom Bebezdin. A Shavuos HaPikadon doesn't matter whether the Kfira was in Bezdin or outside of Bezdin. Af Eidos, Bein Bezdin, Bein Shalom Bebezdin. So to Shavuos HaEdos, it doesn't matter whether it's in Bezdin or outside of Bezdin. For Rabbanan, Sarmi, and Rabbanan say, no, don't Mina, Voki Basra. I'll learn the cordon from Pikadon. But as far as the details, that's going to be retrofitted to Shavuos HaEdos. So ma Pikadon Mushman Biyatzmul Chayiv, af Eidos Mushman Biyatzmul Chayiv. The core din that Mushman Biyatzmul Chayiv, yeah, that I learned from Pikadon. But then, Oki Basra, then I need to apply it to Shavuos HaEdos. In that, ma Mushman Biyacherim Bibezdin, just like the din that the Torah talks about of Shavuos HaEdos, which is Mushman Biyacherim, is only in Bezdin, in Shalom Bibezdin Lo, but not in Bezdin, it's not so. So af mushman piatzmo, so to the din of Shavuos HaEdos, that's mushman piatzmo, which we derive from Shavuos HaPikadon, but bebezin in shlo bebezin lo is only going to be in bezin like a Shavuos HaEdos, that's mipi acherim. Rav Papa says, nah, that's not the machlokas. Amlu Rav Papa imi pikadon gami lo rabbanan to kuli amlo pligi didon mina umina. Maybe if the rabbanan would derive from Shavuos HaPikadon, everyone would agree that you'd be chayiv even shlo bebezdin. Elahainu time of the Rabbanan. The reason the Rabbanan hold that you're only going to be chayiv in bezdin is not about don mino mino or don mino bavuki basra, but rather demaisel bekal chomer. They don't learn it from Shavuos HaPikadon at all. They learn mushman piatzmo Shavuos HaEdos from mushman piacherim of Shavuos HaEdos. Mami piacherim chayiv mi piatzmo lo kolshkein. If you can be chayiv Shavuos HaEdos where the shvua was mi mipi acherim, it came from other people, v'shama kolala, of someone else, so mipi atzma, where it's a stronger shavua, of course you're going to be chayiv. Oh, once I'm learning from a kal v'chomer, it's obvious that we have this rule of da'ila b'mina din lios kenidon, that you cannot apply it stronger than the melamed. So the melamed is shvua se'edos mipi acherim. So just like shvua se'edos mipi acherim is only in Beis Din, the lamad, which is shvua se'edos mipi atzmo, is also going to be only in Beis Din. Ma mush mipi acherim Beis Din in shalom Beis Din lo af Mushman Biatzmo, Bifnei Bezin in Shalom, Bifnei Bezin lo. So Amrle Rabban Rav Papa, the Rabban said back to Rav Papa, Mi Matzis Amri, Talab, Don Mino, Mina Pligi. Are you so sure that they're not arguing about Don Mino, Mina? I mean, you're suggesting that the sheet of the Rabbanan is simply that they don't learn from Shavuos HaPikadon at all, that it's all the Kal V'chomer within Shavuos HaEdos. But I'll show you that the Rabbanan do argue about Don Mino, Mina, or Don Mino Vuki Basra, because Vatanan, we have a Mishnah, Gabi Pikadon, when it talks about Bikadon, Shuas HaBikadon no Heges, Ba'anoshim u'Banoshim, Shuas HaBikadon could apply to men, anyone could have a Bikadon. Baruch Hoken, B'Krovim, B'Ksherim, B'Sulim, right? Unlike Shuas HaEdos, where it has to be that you're a Kasher Eid, Shuas HaBikadon is anyone who's entrusted with a Bikadon. B'Fnei Bezin, V'Shalom B'Fnei Bezin, Mi Piatzmo, U'Mi Piacherim, Enu Chayiv Atshiyich Barbom Bezin, Divra Meir. V'Chomrom, Bein Mi Piatzmo, Bein Mi Piacherim, Kivin Shekofra Bo Chayiv. That whether it's mipiatzmon piacherim, even outside of Beis Din, you're going to be chayiv. So mushman piacherim bipikadon minalahu. Where do minalu rabbanu the chayiv? If you're mushman piacherim by shvuas habikadon, how did the rabbanu know you're chayiv? It doesn't say that in the Torah by shvuas habikadon. So it must be lav digarmi lameedos. It must be that they derive it from shvuas haedos, where shvuas haedos in the Torah is described as a case of mushman piacherim. Ushma mina bidom mina mina palik. So you see from that Mishnah that the chum hold don mina v'uki basra, and that's why they learn from Shuas Eidus only the din that Shuas Abikadon could apply even mipi acherim. But the details of the din, is it only in Beis Din or even Shalom Beis Din, that they apply to they retrofit to the case of Shuas Abikadon, which is bein b'fnei Beis Din, bein Shalom b'fnei Beis Din. So don't you see that there is this machlokas of don mina v'uki basra when it goes in the other direction, when it goes to the din that we learn about Shuas HaPikadon from Shuas Eidos. So says, well, yeah, you do see that. May I he in. My point was just to say that you cannot prove that that's the machlokas from the din that we learn Shuas Eidos from Shuas HaPikadon. But yeah, from the din that we learn Shuas HaPikadon from Shuas Eidos, yeah, you could prove that that's at the chamol, don mina v'uki basra. But may ha, from the machlokas about Shuas Eidos, lekel mishma mina. You just can't prove it from the case of Shuas Eidos. Fine. The chayav nal zdon ha-shvua. We said that you're chayav for zodon ha-shvua. So minani mili, how do I know that someone who's nishma memezit is chayav a karban? Titan rabbanon bekulon by all other chayavi karban all of the yored, that it says in the parshios near Shavuos Eidos, nemar ben v'nelam. It always says v'nelam, that you forgot something. V'kanlo nemar ba v'nelam. Over here it doesn't say that anything was hidden from you. L'chayev al amezim k'shogik, to tell me that even if you're mazid, you're going to be chayev. V'al shigasim zdon ha'edos, and you're chayev for a shogig if you were mazid about the Eidos. Say, echidami shigasim zdon ha'edos. What do you mean? You're a shogig but mazid about the Eidos? What does that mean? So amrivdam rav, ba'omer yodeyani shashvuos ha'asura. The guy says, I know that I know the Eidos. I knew that I was lying. But I didn't know that you're chayiv a carbon for lying in this case. So that's a zdona shvua, a zdona Eidos rather, but a shogeg on the actual din of carbon. But you're not going to be chayiv on a pure shogeg. So maybe our Mishnah will include the answer to Rav Kana Ravasi. Meaning, if you recall, back on Daf Chavav, we had a Maisa where there was a machlokas between Rav Kana Ravasi about what Rav held. And each of them swore that what their version of the truth was true. And then they came to Rav, and Rav said, no, one of you is correct, the other one is incorrect. So one of them said to the other one, Ayvei, did I take a Shvua Sheker? So Rav said to him, Libcha Anoscha, that you thought you were telling the truth. It was an honest. Don't worry about it. So you see from our Mishnah that you're not Chayev Shavua when you thought you were telling the truth. So why were they not sure about this? If it's Beferish in the Mishnah that you're not Chayev when you thought you were telling the truth, what were they so unsure about? It should have been obvious that they're not going to be Chayev. So it says, well, from our Mishnah, you cannot be Poshet the Suffolk of Rav Kahn or Ravasi. Avagav de Tanan, even though it says in our Mishnah, Itzrich, we still need Rav to respond to them that even by Yeshvu's Bitoy, the same halach is going to be true. I would have thought by Shavuos Eidos where it doesn't say Venelam, so it sounds like there's not going to be a Chiyuv when it's an absolute Shogeg to be in Shogeg Dumya Demezid. You need the Shogeg to be Dumya Demezid in order to be Chayiv. So that's where it makes sense that if you're an absolute Shogeg, you're going to be Potter. Aval Hasam, but over there with the story of Rav, it was about a Shavuos Bitoy, it wasn't about Shavuos Eidos. It says Venelam, with whatever Shogeg happened to be, even if he was honest in his heart and he didn't know that he was saying that which was sheker. So kamash malan, therefore Rav has to tell me that that's not true. That even by Shavuos Bitoy, one is not going to be chayiv when libo anasa, when he thought he was telling the truth at the time that he took his shavua. Okay, this seems like a good place to stop. So Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow at the Mishnah on Lamed Aleph and Beis. Everyone have a wonderful yontif.
Thank you so much,
Thank you.
Good yontif.